You're listening to EG. I'm Pui Guan Man, senior reporter and retail correspondent, and today we are looking at a landlord's relationship with a clicks to bricks retailer. This month, clothing brand Joe Brown's is celebrating the one-year anniversary of the launch of its first ever bricks and mortar store at Sheffield's Meadowhall shopping centre, which is owned by British Land. The 4,000 square foot store launch was a milestone for the brand because until last November, it had operated as an online and mail order business for more than 20 years. We are joined in the studio by Claire Barber, Head of Retail Development at British Land, and we have Simon Brown, Managing Director and Founder of Joe Brown's, on the line. Claire, Simon, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi. Great to have you both here. I'd like to start us off by asking, Simon, what was the main driver for branching out into physical retailing?
Well, it's our first anniversary with Meadowhall in retail, but it's actually our 20th anniversary as a business. And we're fairly well established in mail order and the web. We send out 48 million catalogues a year, and we take 89% of the business on the internet. So the next phase to become omnichannel was retail. And we really wanted to crystallize a physical presence, to create a physical presence that the customers could come and immerse themselves in. Also, we wanted another way of attracting new customers. We wanted to make a difference. So, you know, in sport, you don't turn up, get changed for a Saturday game unless you want to make a difference, do you? And we wanted to do that in retail. We looked at many places we could go, but we decided on Meadowhall. We came down to see Claire, had a very good discussion, showed us some very exciting plans. And I think that sort of sealed it. We felt a synergy with Meadowhall. And of course, it's local for us. It's the most local one. So it was the synergy we felt as well. And I think you really liked our drawings and our designs, didn't you, Claire?
I do remember getting really excited by them. I thought they were brilliant.
You allowed us to make a difference. So I think we were the first one with a double glass height frontage, weren't we?
Yeah, you were. And I think, you know, it's our job to help you be as creative as we possibly can be and enable you to create the best experience I think you possibly can. And you know, I love the way that you were really up for it. It was great.
Yeah, you encouraged us as well. So with other people, they weren't quite as enthusiastic. They didn't seem to have quite the same appetite as yourself. And we enjoyed that meeting and decided after that it was going to be Meadowhall.
Simon, do you mind me asking what percentage of sales come from the store compared with the online business?
Well, it's between 4% and 5%. It varies. If we send a large mailing out, the percentage drops. But generally, it sort of bounces around 4% to 5% of the total sales.
I see. And as an online and mail order business, how have you sort of merged that shopping experience with the sort of physical bricks and mortar experience?
Well, they both actually spin off each other quite nicely. We send out 48 million catalogues, and the catalogue, when you go into the store, we've created the look of the catalogue, the feeling, the essence of Joe Brown's in the store. So it's broken by certain barriers as you go down, which really represent threads in a catalogue. You wouldn't notice that, but our customers, they, when they walk into the store, it is like walking into a catalogue. So they spin off each other. The store carries like double page spreads of the catalogue. And we also send out 87 emails a year. So we push the store through the catalogue and through the emails. So every email that goes out mentions the store, every catalogue that goes out mentions the store. And that drives people into the store. So I've been in recently, the last couple of times I've met people from Southampton, Plymouth, Norwich and Glasgow. And it's quite a nice little story. I was just happened to be in the store, and this guy, Glaswegian chap, comes in. He was working down Yorkshire Way, and his wife had torn a catalogue page out of the catalogue for one of the models. And she'd say, "Go and buy everything that guy's wearing," and he did, even the black. So I thought, wow, that it doesn't get much better than that, really. So there's a very strong link between the two, and also in terms of the store, we capture 60% of the customers buying leave us their emails. So that just adds to our database, which is over 1.2. It's about 1.25 million, the database. And that's just growing nice and in a nice way that wouldn't happen if we didn't have the stores. Well, another interesting fact, actually, is that within a 25-mile radius of Meadow Hall. So you've got Sheffield, Leeds, Derby, Nottingham, Rotherham, Doncaster. The customers on our database have spent around 12% more than any other customer, any other group of customers in the country. And at the moment, that's looking like £250,000 extra business that we've got from those customers that live within a 25-mile radius. So that actually is a very interesting when you add that, or you've got to add it on the sales, because if we didn't have store, I believe we would have got those additional sales. So the effect all round between the catalogue and web and the store, very, I think the word is symbiotic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really great to hear, actually. Claire, as the landlord, how important is it to know how much turnover the online business and indeed the mail order business, which, you know, as an aside, is quite nice to hear that that's flourishing, actually, a catalogue business. How important is it to know how much turnover that side is generating?
I think as a landlord, it's really important for us to create the right spaces. And retail now is very much about the symbiotic relationship. So it's about online sales and stores. And for us to be able to demonstrate the value of a store is really, really important. I think it's only going to become more important as internet sales continue to increase. And as it's very interesting, as Simon was saying, I think the impact a store can have on creating additional sales and being able to measure that, I think is really critical for landlords. And I would say we're probably in the early stages of that as an industry, but it's a definite area of focus, I think, just because the omnichannel retailing and bricks and mortar and internet sales are so closely linked.
Absolutely. Do you mind me asking, does turnover form part of the lease agreement?
Or? Yes. Yeah, at Meadow Hall, I think pretty much all of our leases are turnover related.
Right. And are there any other sort of aspects aside from the online business that are different to the relationships that you hold with sort of the more organic bricks and mortar, the traditional types of retailers?
No, I think our relationships are quite similar. And as I alluded to earlier, our job is to create the best possible environment and the best possible experiences for customers so they keep visiting our centres and our retail destinations. It's quite interesting at Meadow Hall because it's a very live example, because we've spent something like £60 million refurbishing it, and it's enabled us to attract retailers that we wouldn't otherwise have attracted. So we've definitely formed more relationships with the more premium brands, and I would say generally retailers are looking for the same thing, and that's about lots of people and a really great, really well-managed environment.
It's great. And I guess it's fair to say that the journey from online to bricks and mortar has been met with sort of very different degrees of success. I mean, you've got N Brown Group, for example, which owns Jacamo and JD Williams and Simply Be. They've withdrawn recently from bricks and mortar. So I was just curious to get some thoughts. Simon, what is Joe Brown's doing to sort of ensure it doesn't fall into a similar trap?
Well, yeah, you say a trap. I don't really see it being a trap. I think also every retailer is different. So because some people are finding it difficult, it doesn't mean everybody has to find it difficult, but the situations are different, aren't they? We only have one store. We're actually, we have another one under offer as we speak, but we only actually have one store. When you've got one store, it's very easy to focus on that. And what we have to do is maintain that our product is remarkable. So that means that when people see our garments, it evokes a positive response. And we have to maintain, we call it the three I's. So I think when we came to see you, Claire, we talked about three things we were wanting to achieve. They all began with the letter I, because it's easy to remember. The store had to be interesting, had to be intriguing, and it had to be inspiring. And I think that's how the customers feel when they go into the stores. We have to get stronger in those areas and push the boundaries. We're a small business compared to, say, Anne Brown, it means we're quite flexible as well.
I was just going to say, I think it's I think what you've done a brilliant job at is bringing your brand to life so beautifully in store. And you know, there's lots of other retailers like Hotel Chocolat or the White Company that's kind of their brand values and the way they execute their stores really reflect what they're trying to do online, or what they are so successful in doing online. And I think staying true to your brand identity and doing the best possible iteration that you can in a store is critical. And, you know, J Brands, I think, have done a phenomenal job at that.
Oh, it's very kind. Thanks. I think we also have to maintain the relationship between the store, the catalogue, the web, and the HQ headquarters here, because the store people love coming up here. The offices are quite different. The whole company is quite different. And we have to maintain that relationship. It's like the Meadowhall store is like it's our new baby. And everybody, I mean, people here, they go down all the time, the buyers, the designers, because we get to meet the customers. In the past, the only way we could meet the customers was by focus groups. So we have to maintain that relationship between the three parts of the business.
Excellent. And I wondered if there were any, in terms of sort of practical measures, Claire, that you feel that you know, the landlord might need to put in place to sort of safeguard against, any potential failings, if there are any.
From an online perspective?
That's right. Yeah. I don't
think online is particularly different to other retailers taking stores. You know, we all know that the UK has too many stores at the moment. And I think, as I said earlier, our job is to give the best possible environment. But I think understanding retailers' business models and understanding that they appreciate how many people are coming through, what the spend is, where people are travelling from, etc. So the benefit of taking a store with us, I guess if they're very embryonic and haven't taken stores before, I think there may be a slight education process. And we really try and engage very at a very early level in early stage in doing that. But you know, to a degree, we have to trust the retailers that they know their businesses and they know what they're doing. I think it's for us to explain what we can do for them and the benefits of being on a British Land scheme.
And are there any sort of tips that you could help offer in terms of, either in terms of kind of the learnings from the relationship you've had with Joe Brown's, or in terms of kind of the issues that you think landlords ought to be kind of aware of when dealing with clicks to bricks, so to speak?
I think it is all about supporting the retailer as much as you can and supporting them to be as creative as you possibly can. And I think some landlords are perhaps a little bit guilty of constraining retailers and what they want to do. And I would rather have to rein them in than kind of encourage them to be more creative. And I think the way the world's going and the demands from consumers in terms of wanting different experiences and always wanting something different, you know, so in-store events, all that kind of thing, I think is really important.
And Simon, you mentioned earlier that you had a store under offer. I just wondered if there are any more store launches on the cards, and what's the plan for the store expansion strategy going forward?
Well, it's definitely part of our strategy. I think we just got to be careful, because you can see what happens when people get too many stores. I know we only have one, and we have one under offer. So we are looking at other stores. I think the great thing about this store is we've learned so much. I mean, we understand mail order, we've done it for 20 years, but retail is a different kettle of fish altogether. And we've also learned that we can probably get similar amount of sales, we think, from, say, 25% less space, which, so when we're talking to other people, I don't think we'll need 4,000 square feet to achieve the sales we get. Now, that would then make it very profitable. And it was our chairman, Derek Lovelock, that highlighted that. And we're very, very happy with the store we've got. And if we had our time again, we'd do it exactly the same. But you learn a lot, and you learn a lot about the merchandising as well. You get a very quick reading. Sometimes, you know, we send catalogs out every month. You might be waiting a month to see if something sells. You put it in store, you know, within a couple of days. So we're still learning a lot. And it's just sort of gently, gently catch a monkey. It's taken us 20 years to get our first store. I don't think we're going to have 100 in the next 5 years.
I can safely say I've never heard that phrase before. Until this moment. Yeah.
It must be a Yorkshire phrase.
Great. Well, thank you, Claire and Simon. Thank you both for joining us and sharing your thoughts. I think it's given us a bit of food for thought in terms of understanding, you know, how landlords can collaborate with clicks and mortar retailers. Thanks for listening. We hope you can join us next time for more retail property insights.